The four Minnesota and Ohio approved smoking bans. Restaurant and bar owners argued they'd lose business if customers weren't allowed to smoke. But researchers from those states who tracked employment data over 3 years found job loss very minimal, not statistically relevant. In Wisconsin, opposition to the smoking ban extended beyond restaurants and bars. When Wisconsin lawmakers passed a smoking ban earlier this month, Senator Bob Jauch argued unsuccessfully to allow motels to have smoking rooms.
Those along the border will be economically hit and hurt because someone will go to Minnesota instead of going to Wisconsin because they've got smoking rooms available.
Although there's only predictions of what economic impact a statewide smoking ban will have, there are community examples. In Madison, public health officials note there were more liquor licenses sold after the city enacted its ban in 2005. Maureen Buzalaki from Smoke Free Wisconsin says clean air laws can actually improve business.
The population continues to grow of non-smokers, and these are the environments that most people like, and our surveys have shown that even a majority of smokers support smoke-free air laws.
When Wisconsin's smoking ban takes effect in 2010, it will apply to all businesses except for existing tobacco stores and cigar bars. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.